It's story time. The Spelling Bee. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. A big announcement. Sally Jones played with her yellow pencil. She daydreamed as her teacher talked about American history. Sally liked history, but she was distracted today. It was a Friday in early October, and the weather outside was sunny and cool. Sally was excited for the weekend to begin. The minute hand on the big white clock wound its way to the number 12. It was almost 3 o'clock. The bell finally rang. The fifth graders at Jefferson Elementary immediately began packing their bags.
"Not so fast," said Miss Carleton.
"Before you leave, I have a special announcement."
Sally was nervous, because special announcements usually meant extra homework. She really wanted to relax this weekend.
"Boys and girls," said Miss Carleton,
"we are going to have a spelling bee next Friday. There will be a winner from this class. The student will go on to compete against other students from all of the 5th grade and 6th grade classes at Jefferson Elementary."
A spelling bee,
thought Sally. And then she sighed. She was a hard worker, but she definitely was not the smartest student in her class. She glanced at Annika, who was smiling. Annika was probably thinking about the big trophy she would soon win because she won everything. Sally never won anything. Chapter 2. Practice, practice, practice. On the way home from school, Sally walked with her friend June. June moved from South Korea to the United States 2 years earlier. Sally taught him some English phrases and showed him where to get the best hamburgers. He helped her with her math homework and taught her how to use chopsticks.
"I really want to win the spelling bee,"
Sally told June.
"But I don't think I can do it. I get nervous in competitions. And I'm not the best speller. Ms. Charlton circled 3 or 4 spelling mistakes in my last story."
"All you need to do is practice," June said. "When I first came to the United States, I didn't know any English at all. But I made flashcards and studied every night. Now listen to me. I speak pretty well, right?"
"That's true," said Sally.
"We have 1 week until the competition. You have a chance," June said, "but you'll have to work hard."
Sally thought about it. She had hoped to spend the weekend playing with her friends, but a trophy would be fantastic. Her mom would be so proud.
"Okay,"
she said.
"I'll give it a try."
Sally woke up early on Saturday morning. She packed a sandwich and put her notebook and a pencil in her bag. She found a dictionary and walked to the park. She spread a blanket under an old tree. She took a bite of her sandwich, drank some apple juice, and started studying.
"Bagel,"
Sally practiced.
"B-A-G-E-L. Raisin. R-A-I-S-I-N. Dandelion. D-A-N-D..."
She frowned and checked her dictionary.
"What a catastrophe,"
she thought.
"C-A-T-A-S..." Ugh.
This was hard work. That night at dinner, Sally's mom asked how things were going.
"I don't know, Mom,"
Sally sighed.
even if I practice every day until the spelling bee, I don't think I can beat Annika. She'll win like she always does, and she'll probably brag about it. She can be really annoying.
Sally's mom didn't agree.
You shouldn't worry about Annika or anyone else. You should only worry about yourself. If you study hard, I think you'll have a good chance. And I'll be proud of you, whether you win or lose.
Sally knew her mom was right, but she really wanted to win. For the next several days, Sally studied even harder. She taped flashcards to the mirror and practiced while brushing her teeth. During lunch in the cafeteria, she studied her notes. Sometimes, Jun would help her. He told her some tricks to help her remember some words.
Remember, the school principal is spelled P-A-L, like your pal. Embarrassed has a double R and a double S. Try to remember this. When I'm embarrassed, I feel really, really stupid and silly.
Chapter 3. The Spelling Bee Begins. The night before the spelling bee, Sally's stomach hurt. Her hands felt cold and wet, and she was dizzy. Her mom cooked her favorite dinner, lasagna and breadsticks. She tried to eat, but she wasn't very hungry.
The spelling bee was on Friday morning at 11. Miss Carleton pushed the desks into neat rows, and she placed a podium at the front of the classroom. A few of the parents gathered in the back. Sally's mom had to work, but Annika's mom came early. She was holding a video camera, waving at her daughter and smiling proudly.
"Boys and girls, let's get started,"
Miss Carleton declared.
"Form a line at the front of the classroom, and when I call your name, step forward and spell the word I give you. You may ask for a definition if you wish."
Brian was first. He was goofy, but Sally liked him. His word was giddy.
"That's a good word for Brian,"
Sally thought.
"Giddy,"
Brian said.
G-I-D-D-I-E, giddy.
Miss Carleton said that was incorrect. Brian shrugged and said,
"Maybe next year,"
as he danced to his seat. A few of the kids giggled, but Sally was too nervous to laugh. Jun was next. He spelled his word,
"organize,"
correctly. He bowed respectfully when Miss Carleton nodded her head to say yes. Sally gave him a thumbs-up sign as he walked by. She thought about how much English he learned in a short time, and she was proud of him. Next, it was Keisha's turn, and she spelled favorite correctly. Adam misspelled whistle. Annika did not even struggle as she spelled catastrophe. Her mom clapped as Annika danced to the end of the line while Sally rolled her eyes. Then it was Sally's turn. Her hands were shaking, and she almost tripped as she went to the podium. She closed her eyes. Sally was sure she would fail. Then something wonderful happened. Miss Carleton said the word broccoli. Sally hated broccoli, but she knew how to spell it. Now she loved broccoli.
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I,
Sally said. Miss Carleton said she was correct. During the next several rounds, Sally spelled each word correctly. Some of the words were easy, but many others were hard. Sally had studied a lot, so she wasn't nervous anymore. Chapter 4. A Tricky Word. As the group of students became smaller, Sally became more confident. This wasn't scary. This was actually kind of fun. Finally, only 4 students were left in the spelling bee. Keisha spelled donut, but she forgot the G.
That was an easy mistake to make,
Sally thought. Jun lost on the word bouquet. He shrugged, and he didn't seem too upset. Sally smiled at him as he sat down. Then it was Annika's turn again. The word was embarrassed. And it was a tricky word.
Embarrassed,
Annika said slowly. She seemed a little unsure.
Embarrassed. Embarrassed.
There was a pause as Miss Carleton checked her dictionary. Then she shook her head and said,
That is incorrect.
Annika stood very still, not understanding.
Please take your seat,
Miss Carleton added kindly. Annika looked confused as she walked to her desk. Her mom turned off the camera, and she was not smiling anymore. Sally was the only one left in the competition. If she got the word correct, she would win. If not, she and Annika would both get another turn. Her hands were shaking again.
Sally, can you spell embarrassed?
Miss Carleton asked. Sally knew there were double letters in the word, but she couldn't remember which letters were doubles. She glanced around the room hopelessly. Then she saw Jun. He taught her a trick to remember embarrassed. What was it? Finally, she remembered.
When I'm embarrassed, I feel really, really stupid and silly. Double R and double S.
Sally said,
Embarrassed.
There was another pause.
That is correct,
said Miss Carleton.
We have our winner.
Everyone clapped and cheered. Jun was on his feet, clapping wildly. So were Brian and Keisha. And even Annika was clapping. Sally couldn't believe it. She won. Chapter 5. A Double Surprise. The following Friday, Sally and her classmates joined the rest of Jefferson Elementary. They gathered in the school's theater. The spelling bee for all of the 5th and 6th graders lasted about an hour. Sally came in 4th. She didn't win, but that was okay with her. Sally already reached her goal. She decided that she was pretty smart after all. Sally worked hard for the rest of the year. She read a lot of books and got good grades on her tests. Jun helped her study. She also realized that she was wrong about Annika. After the spelling bee, Annika congratulated Sally, and they started to talk. They actually had a lot in common. They both liked action movies, jokes, and lasagna. They became good friends. Sally told Annika how she remembered the word embarrassed, and Annika laughed. One afternoon in early January, Miss Carleton said,
Class, I have a special announcement. Next month, we will have a science fair. You must do an experiment and make a poster about the results. The best experiment wins.
Sally was upset because science wasn't her strongest subject. Then she thought about the spelling bee, and her frown turned upside down. With a lot of effort and plenty of studying, anything was possible. Miss Carleton added,
"You can work in groups."
The science fair was getting better. Sally could work with Annika and June. Even if they didn't win, they would have fun trying.